We used to fry pancakes on those things.
Oh, on a griddle?
But they had no, they call them grills now, but that wasn't what we called them.
Did you call it a griddle?
No.
No.
We called it a, let's see. There was some special name, but we didn't call it a skillet.
How about a creeper?
No.
Did you ever use one that, you're not thinking of a fry pan?
No, but they call skillets fry pans.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have one with legs on?
Yes, an oven. We used to, my mother could bake the best cornbread and biscuits in that oven. This oven had three legs. It was made of iron and had a lid with a handle across it, place that you could lift it with the poker. And it would make such good baked sweet potatoes.
Mm.
And you'd put it down right by the fireplace and pull the coals out under it. Then you'd put the lid on and take some more coals with the shovel and put on top of the lid. And that way it would bake both on the bottom and the top.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call those spiders? Or just ovens?
No, I've heard them call some of them spiders, but most of the time we call them ovens.
Well, we're on the cornbread. I have some questions about that.
Corn pones?
Yes, would you describe the different kinds, the different kinds of breads that you'd make out of cornmeal?
Well, some people would make up the bread a little thicker and form it into pone, and they call that a corn pone. But it was usually made with buttermilk, and some people put an egg in, and soda, buttermilk soda.
I see. And did you ever have anything? Well, we talked this morning about Vienna bread. Would you explain that?
That was the only kind of light bread that I remembered in my childhood was what they called Vienna bread. And it was a very rare thing to have it.
And would you explain where you got it?
We buy it at the store. Now, my mother made light bread, just ordinary light bread, and we'd usually maybe buy a barrel of flour at a time when we had a big family. And then we'd have two barrels. One had cornmeal in and one had flour. And we'd, on Saturday, we would maybe Friday night, my stepfather would shell corn, and a lot of times we'd go out and help him shell it, you know. And he'd put it in a sack, a real thick sack, much thicker than a flour sack.
What would you call that kind of sack?
A meal sack.
Meal sack?
Uh-huh. And he'd put the corn in that and throw it over the horse and ride the horse to mill. And he'd divide the corn so it would stay on the horse, you see. And then they had to give so much, maybe a gallon of corn for every, I've forgotten what they call that. But every time that they would grind the, at each grinding, usually they'd take a gallon out of a bushel.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Their part, that's what they charged you.
Mm-hmm.